You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome. Yes, you are listening to From the Heart Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. Connect with me after the show through ElizabethCookson.com and make sure that when you're at my website to download my free 2012 monthly angel messages to get your daily messages. And I do apologize because I am a little bit behind. I've had a lot going on here in the last couple of weeks, but check out my blog tab as you can opt in for the RSS feed and you can give yourself the gift that keeps on giving. That address again is ElizabethCookson.com. So today your heart's going to be filled with joy as my guest Michelle Vickers will be sharing Come Home to Yourself, the connection with your soul. And together we are going to open your heart to say yes and make some positive changes in your life. But before we begin, let me share a little bit about Michelle. Michelle connects people directly to their soul, and she amplifies the energy and holds the space for people to experience their soul of energy. This intention for Michelle work is to restore any disconnection between people and their soul. Welcome, Michelle.
Me today, Elizabeth. This is amazing. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming on. And, you know, we had our session just a couple of weeks ago. And I really have to say I have done a lot of inner work ever since we met. And it has been, I want to say, transforming, if that makes sense. And I'm sure you hear that a lot when you do your work.
Yes, it makes a lot of sense. It's, you know, when you work with your soul, it opens the doors up to transformation on such amazing levels that, you know, we don't even think about. So that's awesome. And thank you for sharing that with me. It's great to hear.
Well, and you know, it's actually helped me quite a bit in regards to healing. And as we mentioned a little bit earlier before we started the show, I want to dedicate this show today to my son, Cody Watson, whose birthday is coming up, and he turns 18. And we chatted a little bit about Cody. And, you know, for me, I think one of the biggest things is, you know, I'm a doer for my kids. I want to do absolutely everything that I can. You know, I think we've all had some experiences in our lives where we just want to compensate for those areas where we lacked in our own childhood. And for me, I just wanted to be there for my kids, and I just wanted to be able to give them the life that in some areas I didn't have. And so I've done a lot of caring, and as we discussed in our session, that could be why sometimes my back feels a little heavy.
It's true. We carry a lot of the almost like a burden for our children. And it's interesting because, you know, energetically, I've got a whole bunch of beings right now wanting to share some messages, but, you know, energetically, it's not our job, but we've believed that this is what we're supposed to take on. And, you know, once we allow ourselves the freedom in our heart to know they're going to have whatever experience is appropriate for them, no matter how hard we try to control it otherwise. So it's trusting that whatever is unfolding is exactly what they need, free of what you want for them. And that's the most challenging part sometimes is, you know, even when there's challenges that our children face, we want to do good for them and by them. And we forget sometimes that they do actually need the challenges because it's taking them in the direction that they and their soul intended for them in this life.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that has been quite difficult for me, especially after losing my 9-month-old daughter. It was one of the things that I really wanted to commit myself to really helping, you know, my son who's struggled so much in life. He's had, you know, his ups, his downs, his disabilities and so forth, but his talents so far outweigh, you know, all of those little ups and downs. And so being his cheerleader for the past, it'd be 18 years on Friday, and really realizing, you know, if I just take a step back, that the journey that is being presented is truly for him. It's not for mom to carry him. And so I wanted to start, before we go to a commercial break, because like I said, I wanted to dedicate this first bit of the show to Cody. And I sat down today, and I actually was thinking about what is love. Because really what I'm doing is unconditional love. And so I wrote this little poem. I probably wrote it in like about 3 minutes while I was sitting outside. And I thought, you know what, I want to read this because I really feel that this is something that I can relate, you know, back to some parents maybe who are listening, to some kids who are listening. If maybe your parents don't share the word of love, I decided to go with the senses because as a human, that's really where we live, as a lot is in the human state. And so the poem goes like this. Love smells like a newborn baby, clean and fresh and pure. And love feels like the warmth of the sun kissing my face. And love looks perfect, just like the child that's being delivered to his mother. Love tastes like the sweet juice from a fresh pear. And love sounds like the voice of a child calling for his mommy. And unconditional love is allowing your child to grow and to make their own choices and allowing yourself to let them go and to send them blessings and love. So today, I would like to wish my son, Cody Watson, a happy 18th birthday. And I've asked Brian, are you still standing by with me?
Yes, I am. Touching.
All right. And I want to dedicate Christina Perry's song, A Thousand Years. And I know that so many people have seen and have watched the film and have been able to see what love is when they watch Twilight. And it might be in a kind of a funny way, but my son can relate to it, and it's something that I want to dedicate to him because in this song, it really talks about a thousand years.
And promises.
Thank you, Brian. That was awesome, and it was a perfect reflection of how I feel, and that is that, you know, I will love Cody forever, and this may sound, I mean, you can hear it in my voice, because for me to truly practice unconditional love is to really reach out to my son, who has been gone now for over a year and a half. And for the choices that he's made, they've been difficult for our family, and we've done everything that we could do to help him. And now, after a lot of discussions and so forth, my son is going to make his own choices, and he's going to take his own journey. And regardless, thousands of years and thousands of miles, Cody, I want to leave you with these words. Be brave and be the warrior. I love you, honey.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time. And express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
I was going to say, hey, Brian, and we are back with Elizabeth Cookson from the Heart Radio, and we've got Michelle Vickers. And we were just talking at break, because I know I left you all probably with some tissues. I probably should have warned you, because this is a very emotional week for me that I've been working through to get there. And we have a message that came through. And Michelle, I'd love for you to share, and you can, you know, you can share even a little bit about Cody, in the sense that, you know, I've just worked so hard, like we talked about, and carrying him on my back for the last 18 years and doing everything I could to just help him succeed. And you gave me such a beautiful message, and I know there are people listening that really would benefit from the message you just shared with me off the air. And so if you don't have a tissue, please grab it. And Michelle, I don't know if you can remember, because I know when I channel messages, sometimes I don't remember. But if you can remember, that would be fabulous, because I know a lot of people would benefit.
Awesome. Well, I'll ask them to share again in this moment. So whatever's appropriate for everyone to hear. So essentially, the message right now around Cody is very specific, in that this new stage of his life is meant for him. And, you know, he's going into this to learn how to build his foundation for where he's going in his life, because he truly is meant for greatness. And, you know, this is his way of getting there. And they're also very specific in the role that he plays and the role that you play in this, because, you know, he spent his entire life learning. However, he chooses to resist learning from you. And for that reason, he has to move into a place essentially in his life where he's able to learn from other people, because there are important aspects that he does need to learn about himself right now, and about building that foundation so that he is able to stand on his own 2 feet. So, you know, his angels, his soul, and the entire universe has essentially worked together to create this opportunity for Cody to be able to step into the life that he has meant for. And it truly is. It's a remarkable opportunity for him to be able to recognize who he is, and not only that, but receive the tools that will take him throughout his entire life. So it's an absolutely phenomenal experience that he is moving into.
And, you know, and it's hard. It's hard for a parent. Anybody who's listening right now, if you have a troubled child, if you have a child with learning disabilities, the kid that gets into trouble, lies, cheats, steals, and you're pulling your hair out going, gosh, what am I supposed to do? This message is for you. Just because our children selected us to come here doesn't mean we need to carry them. We give them all the tools. We give them everything that we can. And then we give them unconditional love. And Michelle has such an amazing gift. And I want to start with that, because, you know, I want you to share a little bit about what you do and how you came to find out how you can connect with people's souls. Because you obviously just connected with my son. And yeah. It was a great message. It was perfect for today. Because it is. It's a very difficult time for our family to let him go and venture, you know, on his own. It's like nobody's dream to you know, have plans, great plans for their children and know that they're, like you say, destined for greatness. But to drop them off at a homeless shelter, that's the biggest pain that, you know, a mother's heart could experience, because that's not what you wish for. But just like you said, you know that sometimes we have to experience life, and we need to meet those people in our lives so that we can go, ah, aha, that's what I needed. That's who's going to help guide me. That's the tools I needed. And then, like you said, they're destined for greatness. They're here to serve their purpose. And how did you ever figure out what your gift was? Because it's absolutely amazing. As people are hearing right now, I'm going, oh my gosh.
Well, it's actually interesting because I've been doing this my entire life. And it was, you know, being able to be consciously aware of it happened about 5 years ago when I was working with two people in particular, two individuals, and I was working, I had been on a spiritual path for quite some time, and I was inspired to experience a connection. And when I did, it was completely different because I knew that I connected throughout my whole life. I just didn't know that I could also share messages through the connection. So that's what I first did on a conscious level 5 years ago. And it's only been, you know, in those 5 years that I realized that I have been doing this since I was about 2 years old, and receiving messages and sharing them simply because I'm going to the heart of the matter. I'm connecting with the soul. And like you said, you know, the message is so perfect for you in this moment. Well, when you're connecting with the fullness of your soul knows exactly where you are and all the souls around you, whether they're your family, you know, or support. And souls can be big beings like angelics and all of those beings that everyone has a soul. So, you know, they're in the moment. They know exactly what's happening. So that also means they know exactly what you need to hear in this moment to allow you to face the challenges that have been placed there for you to essentially allow you to soar as well. So as much as this is a challenge for Cody, it's also a challenge for you to say, we believe that you're ready to fly and soar on your own. And in order for you to do that, Cody needs to be in a different place. He needs to, you know, come off your back so you're not carrying him, because you need to take some weight off in order for you to be able to shine and soar the way that you're supposed to. So,
Michelle, we're already ready for another break. I cannot believe this. Hold that thought. Hey, guys, if you have a question for Michelle, I would love to hear from you. 1-800-930-2819. And you're listening to Elizabeth Cookson and Michelle Vickers. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Take me as I am. Put your hand in mine. Now and forever.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
They're on a roller coaster today, maybe an emotional roller coaster. Well, thanks for joining me. We are back from the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson, and my guest today is Michelle Vickers, and we are definitely talking about some soul energy, but maybe a little bit different than the soul music we just listened to. But hey, Michelle, so I'd love for you to share your website. I want people to connect with you, and you know, if you haven't been listening, definitely go back and listen to the replay of this show. Michelle has done an amazing job. She connected with my son's energy, my energy, and helped me through a very difficult time that I'm currently going through in letting my son go. And Michelle, share your website. Share everything that you got going on, because I know you got a lot coming up.
Well, thank you. My website is michellevickers.com. And I know that you can also get to it through your website, I believe, or through Transformation Talk Radio's website. So it's michellevickers.com. And the last couple weeks or couple months, I've been writing a book and sharing and putting together an understanding of exactly who we are and what we're supposed to be doing here, and putting it in the simplest language so that people can begin to enjoy their life without all the diversity, you know, the diverse challenges, rather than and allowing themselves to see the challenges for what they truly are. So it's really, really cool, you know, and it's similar to what we were talking about on the break and how, you know, the messages that, you know, we're sharing today are also in alignment for all of the people who are listening today. And it has been an interesting energy day, and I think there's a lot of people who have sort of gone up and down and up and down and up and down, and it's pretty interesting, and it's amazing how, you know, we can literally allow ourselves to step into the tornado and be in the eye of it, or we can allow ourselves to go around the edges and spin and spin. So, you know, if I share messages from the soul, the intention is that you're sitting in the eye of the storm and you're able to be calm and notice what's happening around you so that you're able to step into it and move right on through so that you can keep going rather than getting caught up in the spin.
Wow. Right? So I'll tell you what, there's a lot of interesting things going on, and I want everybody to stay tuned and listen, because you're going to give away a free gift here towards the end of the show. So make sure you guys are listening, because this is definitely one that you do not want to miss. But to continue on, I want to really get into, you did a reading, you know, of my soul just a couple of weeks ago. We were talking a little bit about that. And one of the things that you shared with me when you were doing the reading is that there's a difference between connecting with the soul energy versus, like, angel energy, or, you know, like some of the Reiki work that I do as well, and that kind of energy work. So can you describe to the listeners what that difference feels like in connecting with the soul energy?
Yeah, definitely. Well, human souls are sort of one breed of energy. So they all, every single soul is unique, and it has its own vibration. And they're all very particular, and they're all one type of energy. And then a different energy is essentially angels, and all of that whole stream. It's a different type of energy again, and a different vibration. And then likewise, we also have our physical selves, our physical bodies, that are another vibration again. So what a lot of people right now are finding extremely challenging is being able to connect their soul energy with their human energy and allow them to essentially cohabitate in this physical body, because you've got a lot of soul energy, and that's where all these people are having this, you know, instinct that says, I need more. I know there's something bigger for me. I just don't know what it is or how to go for it or how to get to it. And really and truly, it's your soul and your intuition that's guiding you. So it's amazing how connecting with each of those different energies allows for very different things. And there's a lot of healing energy where you connect, and you connect in with the third dimensional, the physical human side. However, I've also really learned a lot lately. And when you connect in directly with soul energy, you know, when I'm connecting in with a person that I'm working with their soul offers them healing that connects the same two energies. So they're not just healing the physical, they're healing the full energy of the entire being. So that's, you know, it's a very different experience. Likewise, a lot of the times when I'm offering healing, the angels will show up and they'll actually offer the work as well. So they'll offer healing or rebalancing or whatever it is that the person in the session is in need of in the moment. And, you know, that's what, for me, I've worked really hard to allow myself to become as pure as possible. And the reason for that is my stuff needs to be out of the way. My issues, you know, they need to be out of the way.
We can relate to that, I think.
Well, that's it.
Because yeah, I think we can all relate to getting our stuff out of the way.
Exactly. We all have stuff. And it's, you know, my intention is to get mine out of the way so that I can be as pure as possible, so that the person that, whoever I'm connecting with, they receive whatever they need. So that way, if two beings show up, or if 2,000 beings show up, I'm able to hold the space for all of those beings for that person. Because if 2,000 are showing up, that means that that person is in need of support from 2,000 beings, and I'm committed to offering that. It's quite amazing, actually. As I say it, I'm sitting here going,
I'm feeling a little heavy here, and I know they're quite light beings. So I'm feeling
there's a lot of
the room filled up when I had my show at the beginning.
It's amazing how many beings are actually here right now, and they're here to support, but they're also here so that as we're talking about it, if people are listening and they choose to connect in with some of the angelics and some of the higher beings, or Mother Earth, the planetary beings, the moon, you know, they all have a soul. They have an essence and a vibration that's theirs and theirs alone, and we can connect with it. So that's, you know, that's another part of it, is that when I'm connecting with a soul, I also have the ability to amplify it so that whoever I'm connecting with or in session with, you know, or even in groups, or like right now, I'm amplifying that. So you're hearing the words, but you can also feel it. So that's how we know truth from non-truth. When you feel it, you know what's happening. And that's the most important thing, is allowing ourselves to have our own experiences and then choosing what's right and not right for us.
And it's really hard. It's kind of funny. We were, I was in a group today, and we started kind of laughing about Speaking Your Truth. And it's a book that I've got coming out in August. And it was pretty amazing, like, speaking your truth. Don't we all speak our truth? And I said, well, that's, you know, I guess what comes out of our mouth is truth at the moment, but maybe it's a little tweaked. And, you know, when you start to realize, why do you have to stretch the truth? Or, you know, who is it that you're trying to impress? And I'm somebody who can say, oh my gosh, I have stretched things so far, you know, that it's been raining cats and dogs. I use all the metaphors, right? And that's kind of my flowery personality. But I've also realized that it really doesn't matter, and that I need to be who I am for me and not for everybody else outside of me. And wow, it's a lot less work.
It's so true. It's been an interesting day with that truth versus illusion. And it's funny that you mentioned that you were talking about it earlier today, because I was doing the same thing. And, you know, something I had held as one of my beliefs and one of my goals is actually, it was such an illusion. And when I got to the truth and the heart of the matter, I went, oh my gosh, you know, it was completely different. And it really is about allowing the mind to catch up with what the heart already knows. You know, our minds are tricky little things. They like to create illusions, and they're all based on our beliefs. You know, we believe that we have to struggle, and, you know, we have to earn everything by struggling and suffering, then that's exactly what we're going to create in our dream as well. And it's really funny how even when we think we're not doing it, oh yeah, our minds are tricky enough to actually do it anyways.
Well, hey, Michelle, when we get back from this next commercial break, how about we have a little discussion about that exact conversation of creation versus attraction. So everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Wow, do you remember? Well, let's just find out how much we do remember. So, Michelle, let's start talking a little bit about creation versus attracting those things into our lives.
Creation and attraction are they're different energies, and you know, I really talk a lot in everything I do about the energy behind everything, because you know, again, when we feel it, we know it. And you can feel the difference. Attraction is great. You can feel it. Like for me, when I connect into the energy of attraction right now, it's like everything just slides to me. It's very effortless. It's very quick. And it's very surface. It just slides on the surface and it comes right to you. And it's very third dimensional. It's very physical, very tangible. And the difference with that and then the energy of creation is creation, I see it as the spark of life. At the beginning of existence, and you see it grow. And it actually, with creation, you're actually creating something, whether it's a person, a business, an experience, that will actually have a life of its own. So this is how we create our children. And it's fundamentally different. So you see how attraction is literally bringing experiences to you. Creation is creating an experience that's going to have a life of its own. And this is how, so attraction is fleeting. It happens and then it's over. It happens and then it's over. And also, you know, if you attract a relationship, it happens and then it's over. Whereas if you create a relationship, it's fundamentally different because you're creating it, and the energy of creation can't control it. You have to allow it. And as it unfolds, it becomes more powerful and more beautiful because now it's a full expression and it's absolutely phenomenal. So this truly is how we have children, how we create another being. And essentially, you know, allow them to unfold and become their own energy with their own dreams and desires. Likewise, if it's a business or if it's an experience, you know, if you're creating something in your life, you have to allow it to grow how it wants to grow without any control by you. So it's pretty phenomenal how we've sort of come full circle here and come right back to that.
Yes.
Yeah, allowing things to grow as they see fit for their own energy, for their own selves. To thine own self be true, you know? And so you see the fundamental difference. Creation is the spark of being at the root of existence. And attraction is very much a physical, it's a fleeting experience. Sometimes it's, you know, a 2-year experience, sometimes it's a 2-minute, and sometimes it's 20 years. But it doesn't have a life of its own. It needs you to carry it. That's the fundamental difference between attraction and creation.
Wow. And you know, and it is full circle, right? Because it's, you know, if you were listening at the beginning of the show, and I'm sure if you were, you grabbed a tissue or two, and maybe not, maybe it didn't touch you, but you know, having the loss of a 9-month-old child, and realizing and waking up one day that, wow, you know, life is passing me by, I wasn't really being present, I wasn't being focused, and so I put all my heart and soul into my family and my children. and my son turning, you know, just 18 here in just a few days, the hardest thing for me is to let him go, for him to go on his own journey, and to have Michelle share the importance of his journey with me and with all of you. I really hope that you are able to listen to what she was inviting you to experience, because there might be something in your life that you're just being reminded to have an openness to, where you are allowed to create or to attract what you're looking for in your life. And one of the things is Michelle is offering one private soul connection. If you are interested, the first person to email me at Elizabeth, that's Elizabeth, at Elizabeth Cookson, CUCKSON.com. First person to email me, you will win one free private soul connection. So I look forward to checking out my email box and letting you all know who is going to be the lucky winner to talk to Michelle. And I'm so excited for you already, because she's an amazing person, and the healing that goes along with that session is it's priceless. It truly is. So, Michelle, I really have to say, you know, I know our time is coming to a close here very soon, and I just wanted, I know you've got your book, it's a book coming up, right, Believe?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Oh my gosh.
That's right. I am doing that. No, it's coming out hopefully in the fall. I'm just right now in the final editing process. So, I'm definitely working towards that. And also, you know, working towards sharing the experience of allowing people to connect with the energy, because it really and truly is. There's nothing like connecting with your soul in a way that it's the volume is turned all the way up. And it's amazing to me how no matter how many sessions I do with people who have been on a spiritual path and have been connecting with their soul for years and years, that when they have a soul connection, they literally are in tears when they're connecting with my soul. They're saying, that energy is so strong. And it's that recognition of, that's me? Oh my goodness. Because I think that so many people disregard the fullness of their own self, their fullness of their energy, also who they are, what they're capable of, and most importantly, what they're able to offer themselves and others. And it's truly an amazing experience to be able to connect with people's souls in that way and allow them to share in that experience.
And I personally can say that I have experienced that, and to be able to express what I experienced is quite difficult in a way, because it's almost like that spiritual energy that and opening you up to the reason your personal journey looks the way it does and how you can shift it, because you have the choices in your life. And when you realize, oh my goodness, this is why things have been happening, this is why I continue to, you know, choose the same things over and over again. And, you know, now, you know, I can't express how happy I am, you know, especially, you know, getting through and understanding unconditional love and why I had that block in my life and, you know, and where it came from. So I'm very grateful. I'm very thankful. Michelle, and I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and helping so many people today. Just thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, and to all your listeners out there, it's just awesome. Thank you so much for allowing me to share who I am and what I do.
Oh, it has been my pleasure. So today, everyone, my intention was for you to experience Michelle and to experience my own personal journey that I'm going through as well, in sharing unconditional love, opening my heart to each and every one of you, and connecting and healing your heart and your soul. I want to thank my special guest today, Michelle Vickers, for being with us, and I want to thank you for tuning in to From the Heart Radio. So please join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. And I look forward to inspiring you to live each moment from the heart. So on behalf of my guests, Dr. and myself, we wish you blessings and love.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.